It is a pleasure and delight to be joined by Clive Tilsey to look back on many an FA Cup final. And all the way through this season, Clive, the FA Cup final I've sort of had in my head, or the idea of how the season is going, has reminded me of the first FA Cup final I can remember, which is somewhat convenient. One that you worked on at the height of your Radio City career, the height, the epoch, the high water mark of that Liverpool-Everton rivalry, which is the 86 final. Liverpool looking to win the double, Everton having lost the league to Liverpool, but where there was a run in with twists and turns, tumultuous stuff. And then all of a sudden there is this final at Wembley, which felt like at that moment, and could well still be, almost the biggest day in certainly in Merseyside football history.
It was the biggest game I ever covered because I knew everybody on the field. when I was at Radio City, they were exciting times for all kinds of reasons, but I was the same age as the players. And I knew them, I knew their families, I played golf with some of them, I went out and got drunk with a lot of them. You could do that in the 1980s and still be the best athletes, the best team in the world. And I'll tell you a little story about the aftermath of that final a little later, but it was the derby to end all derbies.
Yep.
At the time. And just a little history lesson for those who are not quite as old as me and maybe even you. At the very start of 1984, Everton were on the verge of sacking the man who became their most successful manager of all time, Howard Kendall. And all that probably saved his job were two cup runs, the second of which resulted in Everton winning the FA Cup. And in many ways, that victory in that FA Cup final turned them round as a team and as a club. But the first of the runs took them to a League Cup final against Liverpool at Wembley. And that seemed in its own way huge. And we're talking about Margaret Thatcher's UK. We're talking about an era when she was in power in Westminster, when militant tendency were in power in the city, when Liverpool was as divided from central government as it could possibly be. We're talking 3 years after civil unrest in the major cities in this country, including the Toxteth riots. And we're talking about Everton and Liverpool fans from the same streets going down to London and actually singing Merseyside together in unison at the end of that game.